Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 8th, 2014. And with me today, I have two people that always have great opinions, or at least opinions, on pretty much anything I can toss their way. Brian Chaffin, how are you, Brian?
I'm doing just great.
That I wouldn't have it any other way. And also Kelly Gumont, how are you, Kelly?
Hi, Jeff. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Subdued Kelly. It's kind of weird.
It's mellow Kelly. But, you know, the day is young. So is the show.
It's been known to happen. Yeah.
That could change at any moment. Okay, so tomorrow is Apple's September 9th media event.
Is that tomorrow?
I know.
Apple's doing something tomorrow?
I know, total surprise. This is why I brought it up, because I was pretty sure that you guys didn't have a clue about that happening, and no one else out there did too. So,
I wonder what they'll talk about.
Yeah, I know. That's a good question.
Oh my God, shoes. It's totally going to be shoes.
The fact that you guys make me laugh makes this show totally worthwhile. Okay, so the fashion thing, oh my God, shoes. How did I do?
Pretty well.
Thank you. There's a bunch of fashion journalists and bloggers that have been invited to this media event tomorrow.
Fancy pants.
Yeah, so it's not just the usual tech crowd that'll be showing up. And I think this accounts for many of the seats where we weren't sure exactly who would be sitting.
Yeah, because the Foot Center is, three times capacity? A little more than three times capacity of the Yerba Buena Center, where Apple has been doing these things most of late?
Yes.
Right. And yeah, it's what, like 2,500 seats or something like that?
Yeah, I think it's closer to 3,000.
That's a lot of seats to fill.
Yeah, I'm going to end up, I think I goofed this up the last time we talked about it, so maybe I should actually see if we don't have some actual data on that.
Yeah, I'm okay with you saying it with conviction and just assuming you're right, even if you're not. But go ahead and look it up anyhow. So
I thought I had it handy. Go ahead.
All right.
Ignore me.
Like I would ever do that. Okay, so we have all these fashion-related people showing up. So this tells me that the likelihood that we will be seeing something from Apple in the wearable space is a done deal.
Yeah, but I've been there. I've been there for a while now.
I think all of us have, but seeing that there's all these fashion people showing up, If it hadn't been driven home as this is happening, it is certainly driven home now. And I think it also shows that Apple is like really serious about making a strong move into the fashion market with whatever it is that they have for wearables.
Yeah. And that jives with all the fashion hires that Apple has made too.
Totally. And, you wrote up a piece at the end of last week about a new design-related person Apple hired, a guy that worked with Johnny Ive.
Yeah, he's not exactly a fashion guy, though.
He's not a fashion guy, but they've added yet another designer into the mix with that.
Yeah, that's true. The capacity is at 2,500.
Okay.
Yerba Buena is 750.
Yeah, so it's much more than three times the capacity. And that's a lot of additional folk to include.
I'm assuming Apple is not planning on having empty seats.
Apple is probably not planning on having empty seats, but I'm sure that they can fill those empty seats with extra people. They are still, however, using the seating is tight excuse for. Bringing other folks who want to come in.
Now, I'm still going to assert that at least a portion of those seats are going to be Apple employees. And maybe, I'm totally okay with being wrong about that, but yeah, I still
Apple's
think
Apple's never done that.
Well, we've seen it occasionally at some of the notes, like anybody who worked on this stand up, you know, I think at WWDC this year, and I think at last year's, they did something like that. So I think.
Yeah, they have. They've done that quite often, and I retract my point. Because
well, I know they've done it there. I don't know that it, like, you know, Macworld notes, they had people that stood up, but.
Steve was the first one to do that.
Okay. Being so close to campus, I think there's probably at least a few notable folks that they're going to have there. And I think part of that is for press. I think they're going to have some of the Apple employees there for media to talk to.
Oh, of course. And they have the big structure off to the side where something will be happening.
Yeah, I'm personally convinced that that is entirely HomeKit related.
It's a house. Yeah, telling you.
I'm thinking there's a house inside there.
Apple did this precise thing before with the awful speaker dock in like 2004, 2005, thereabouts.
iPod Hi-Fi.
iPod Hi-Fi.
I hated that thing. And
really?
It sounded,
I hadn't noticed.
It sounded awful in their built rooms. It did not sound good, but my point is that I think that we're going to say, yeah, I think that's entirely what that Y structure is for.
I think it's a house and a garage to show off CarPlay and to show off maybe a garage door opener as part of HomeKit, and also to show off the HomeKit stuff. And I think that they will probably let those invited go mosey around in it afterwards and touch stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's for,
and this seems like a much better use of the space. Well, depending on your perspective, than actually having Carousel in there, just sending a bunch of journalists in yelling renew. I'm glad someone got that.
Query. do you really think that too many people will actually catch that?
Not too many. That there will be a handful. It's very likely that everyone that caught that is actually in on this recording right now.
But query, does that make us nerds?
It makes us cool.
I see.
Yeah. Hey, okay. So another thing I wanted to look at is a rumor that popped up just like yesterday or this morning that Apple has been taking NFC sensors and putting them into their own stores and into Disney retail stores.
Mm-hmm. It does feed into the report that the company's mobile payment system that will supposedly be unveiled will be NFC based.
Oh my God, NFC.
So you can buy your shoes with NFC. On one hand, it kind of makes sense because we've been seeing so much information coming out lately that Apple is getting on board with NFC. But
well, last week it was CVS and Walgreens, mm-hmm. Which are the two largest pharmacies chains in the U.S. at least, and they have total of, I think, 15,000 stores. So very bread and butter kind mm-hmm. of small purchases.
And Walgreens was one of the first. This is not the first relationship that Walgreens has had with Apple, because they were one of the first to have the passbook functionality for the scanny, for the keychain card. Mm-hmm. So they were one of the first to hop on board with that. I don't know about CVS, because there's really not CVS in my area, so I'm not a person to ask about that. But the Walgreens one, they have it. It works. It's pretty handy. So it doesn't surprise me that that's somebody that would want to sign up for something like this. And also Disney. I mean, we know that that's been a longstanding relationship there too. And I'm pretty sure Disney is one of those companies that's very interested in finding other ways to make it easy to part people with their money.
That's true.
Hunch. Yep. And the thing that bothers me, which this is something that came up in our morning meeting today, is that Apple has an opportunity to create a totally unique system for processing mobile payments that doesn't involve NFC, and yet it looks like that's exactly the path they're going down.
Yeah, well, it is interesting. I think that we were all of the camp that Apple had decided that NFC was not the end all be all. Sure. Adam Christensen talked about this extensively on a recent MacCast.
Yes. So he had much to say about this.
We should point that out. We'll have a link in the show notes, right?
Oh, absolutely, we will.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, I think there are a couple of stages of grief here in this particular rumor. The first was that we were kind of jealous that Android had an NFC and Apple wasn't. And then it was kind of in the from because there are some cool things to do with NFC, which is in particular doing a tag so that you can do some location based automated tasks and automated things happening, that sort of thing. And then it was kind of a, well, if Apple isn't doing it, it's probably for a reason. And then ha ha ha, Apple didn't do it, NFC didn't go anywhere. And that's because Apple didn't do it, and Apple's going to do something really cool with iBeacon, right? I mean, this is like the last few years in a nutshell.
Yeah, pretty
more
much.
Or less, I think. Yeah.
And so now it seems like Apple's coming back to NFC after all, and that's a bit surprising. It's a bit surprising, especially in that you would think that Apple would have introduced NFC to the previous generation of iPhone, the iPhone 5C and 5S, so that there would be more devices ready to go with whatever this mobile payment system is going to be out the gate.
Yeah, you would think. And that totally makes sense. Why launch a mobile payment system that's limited to a new device that will be shipping presumably in the next couple of weeks?
Right. One of Adam's point is that there are hundreds of millions of iOS devices out there that support Bluetooth.
Also Android devices, Windows Phone devices.
Specifically Bluetooth LE. Yeah.
Yeah, specifically, right. And there are precisely right now in the wild somewhere between probably 0 and 1,000 iPhones that support NFC. Mm-hmm. And the wild ones would be the ones that are being tested, if there are even those. So we're going to have iWatch, or we're going to have iPhone 6, whatever flavors that's going to come in. And those will be the only devices that will be eligible for this system. And that seems a weird way to do it. So, you know, it's a bit off-putting.
Well, when I was reading about the Disney Store stuff, what I saw was a lot of Apple installing iBeacons in Disney stores for things. And so what I'm wondering is if maybe this, whatever the payment system is predicated on iBeacon, and the NFC stuff is just for people who have NFC capable phones, so that maybe the payment system can do Android, can be used by Android devices as well, if that was a way that they wanted to go. And yes, I'm really? Totally speculating, and I know you guys are going to shout me down on it. But that's
Come on.
Yeah, I have a hard time with that one, too. I mean, I can see where the logic path would head that direction.
Yeah, I can see that delusional path myself.
Well, I haven't seen anything that said specifically that they were NFC. All I saw was people talking about iBeacons in Disney stores. Granted, what I tend to follow anyway are Disney blogs, so it's not like I expect these to be people who are super in-depth and up-to-date on the technology.
But Apple is not going to be doing a payment system that the Android users can use for two reasons. One, Apple is all about the ecosystem.
True.
And two, Apple can't be responsible for the security on the Android side, because they don't control neither the hardware nor the software, as opposed to controlling both the hardware and the software.
So do you think the NFC might be something that can be attached to phones that maybe can't do whatever the 6 is going to do?
I'll tell you what, the most exciting thing about this NFC business would be that the NFC stuff is actually related to HomeKit, and that iBeacon would be the some kind of Bluetooth LE system would be the solution for payments. That would be the most exciting thing.
Yeah,
that would be very cool. And and then at that point,
I don't think that's where we're going to get, though.
Probably.
I think
you can live in hope.
NFC payments. And what's going to be, you know, what's going to be disappointing is that NFC is not involved with HomeKit. That will be extra disappointing. If NFC is payments only, that's going to be disappointing.
And see, everything that Apple's doing, that supposedly involves NFC, I'm looking at it and thinking, but they already have iBeacons. They already have all this hardware out there that can be used for the proximity stuff, for the mobile payment stuff, without introducing NFC at all. And so why do it?
Well, if Apple did do it, there's a reason for it. I'm okay with that line of reasoning, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Tomorrow is going to be interesting. It's going to be Apple's biggest day in years. Do you remember that piece I wrote that said that 2014 was going to be the year of Tim Cook?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, write
the show notes too.
Right. Yet again, first of all, I'd like to point that out. Secondly, this is tomorrow is going to be a very, very big deal. And it's going to be exciting. And even if a couple of things are individually disappointing, like my characterization of NFC and iBeacon just then, it's still going to be a big day.
It is. And we are out of time. So we're going to have to wrap up. But I need to remind all our listeners, we won't be recording this until after Apple finishes up their media event. So
for tomorrow's show.
For Tuesday's show. Right. So Tuesday's show will be happening. It will just be later in the day. So don't worry about did the show not happen. It'll still be there. I promise. And Brian, Kelly, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always awesome getting your insights.
Sweet.
Of course.
And we will see everyone tomorrow.
Oh my God, later.